Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help us navigate this beautiful, messy whirlwind of a life, one mindful moment at a time. And today, we're diving into something super crucial, especially for us neurodivergent folks nurturing those relationships with ourselves first. Ever feel like you're constantly pouring from an empty cup? Like you're running around trying to please everyone else, meet all the demands, while your own needs are constantly on the back burner? You know that feeling when you realize you haven't taken a moment for yourself in days, and suddenly you're just exhausted. We get it. But here's the thing. We can't truly show up for others, our friends, family, partners, if we're not taking care of ourselves first. It's like trying to water plants without first filling your watering can. So let's break down some key takeaways that can help us build a stronger foundation of self-love and compassion. Firstly, it's about understanding your unique needs. We all have different love languages, right? Some people need words of affirmation. Others crave physical touch. Some thrive on acts of service, quality time, or even receiving gifts. The same goes for our inner selves. What makes you feel nurtured and fulfilled? Is it a hot bath after a long day, reading a captivating book, getting lost in nature, having a deep conversation with someone you trust, or simply taking some quiet time to reflect? Once you figure that out, make it a priority. Secondly, let's talk about boundaries. This is huge, especially for us ADHD folks who can sometimes be people pleasers. Boundaries aren't selfish, they are essential. They protect your energy, your time, and your sanity. Saying no to things that drain you, even when it feels uncomfortable, is an act of self-respect. Remember, you have the right to choose what you engage with and what brings you joy. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have off days, and that's perfectly okay. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend with empathy, understanding, and a whole lot of love. Instead of beating yourself up when things don't go according to plan, acknowledge the challenge, learn from it, and move forward with grace. Next, let's embrace those moments of stillness. We live in such a fast-paced world, constantly bombarded with information and demands. Taking time for quiet reflection can be incredibly restorative. Even 5 minutes of mindfulness focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or simply observing your thoughts without judgment can make a world of difference. Finally, remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's not about grand gestures or extravagant vacations, though those are nice. It's about incorporating small, consistent acts of kindness into your daily routine. Taking breaks when you need them, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body in ways that feel good, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright, creative mind who's constantly juggling multiple projects and commitments. She's always on the go, helping others, but she often forgets to take care of herself. She's running on fumes, feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. One day, after snapping at her partner for something seemingly trivial, she realizes something needs to change. She starts small, taking a 10-minute walk in nature each morning, practicing mindful breathing before bed, saying no to some extra commitments, and carving out time for a creative pursuit she loves. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel more balanced, energized, and connected to herself. She's more patient, more present, and more capable of showing up fully for the people she cares about. So remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's an act of love for yourself, love for your loved ones, and love for the world around you. Let's recap our key takeaways. Understanding your unique needs, setting healthy boundaries, practicing self-compassion, embracing stillness, and making self-care a priority. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small steps you can take today to nurture your relationship with yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community of self-love warriors together. Don't forget to subscribe to ADHD, but make it spiritual and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any future episodes filled with real talk, practical tips, and a whole lot of heart. Until next time, keep shining your beautiful, unique light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.